My new granddaughter, Iseult, has begun to chew a knuckle bone on my left hand. Her teeth must be descending, or perhaps her gums are receding. I can't remember which from the 1980s paperback encyclopedia called Every Woman that I read so conscientiously, chapter by chapter, while my wife warmed bottles and binned disposable nappies in a small semi-D without a phone in the faraway dormitory suburbs. As it happens, Iseult's mum, my daughter Laura, did the same when she was small. I was a smoker then, so my forefinger must have been savoury from an unfiltered roll-up. She'd sit there, sucking on it, munching and drooling, as we watched the sparrows gorge on the soft putty in the window frames, while the Taiwanese wind chimes tinkled in a warm gust from the good Gulf Stream. Nowadays, I suppose, the neighbours would call Tusla. This time round, I'd sterilise my hands before the baby started, but I've given up. She needs immunity, not purity, to see her through. All her body wants is antibodies, not surgical spirits. The world, all said and done, is intoxicating, and its toxins have to be metabolised. So I'm strengthening her defences. The taste of turf, of newsprint, wash towels, teaspoons, and the germs inside a glove intrigue her. Wider and wider, the eyes open. Soon enough, when her parents, two millennials, aren't looking, I shall dab my thumb in something sweet, something prohibited, and introduce her to the sacrament of sugar. There is time enough, God knows, for the sour. 24 children were born in 24 hours in the same hospital. They're all teething now, I imagine, flushed, feverish, their tears running down their cheeks and pooling in the stoops of their ears as they lie on their backs in co-sleepers and bottom drawers, in period cradles and IKEA bunks, in caravans and in condominiums. Calpol is called for, cream for cracked nipples. Their mothers are sick with sleeplessness. It's the first Christmas.